This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, Joe.
All right, Woody, and it's just about that time. University of Miami, Iowa State this Saturday in Orlando, 3:30 start. Mario Cristobal goes after his 11th win of the season. And, of course, everything else that's going on, including being a head football coach now with the craziness of in, out, transfer portal, recruiting. And, oh, by the way, get ready for this game. Mario Cristobal joins us. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Joe. Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. So I'm just curious, man. I know you wear a lot of hats, and I get as a head coach, and I know it's big business. So how do you divide up with everything going on of talking to players who might be staying, guys that are going, guys are going to play in the bowl game, not going to play, not sure. And then you got the transfer portal, and that thing is 100 miles an hour right now. So how do you go about splitting time with staff and everything else?
Well, you just go. You know, you really just block off the entire day, and you attend to things in an organized manner. But it is nonstop. It's certainly a different job than it was 4 or 5 years ago. But it's all good. You go right at it directly, honestly, with transparency. And you find a way to get it done and do what's best for the team. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. So, you know, we've been talking a lot about it. You got three guys going to the Senior Bowl, and Restrepo and Jalen Rivers and Arroyo. Cam Ward's going to be one of the top picks, if not the top pick in the draft. I guess you've had conversations, I'm guessing, with just about everybody on that team. You expect all those guys to play in this game.
Brother, we got a good roster intact. Expect a lot out of our guys, so we're ready to roll.
Yeah. Do you talk about playing time? Is it still about, you know, because we talked, and Dummy here is going, well, there'll be an early start for spring. You'll get a chance to look at some more young guys. Maybe they'll get some more playing time. Or is it more of the same of the rotation that you just finished with your 12 games?
Well, you do your best to win the football game and find a way to put guys in the game that have earned playing time. You know, I mean, that's the bottom line. And certainly you want to find out if certain guys could do certain things. And some guys, you know, it warrants them playing, and other guys are still working their way there. So I don't think you alter processes or you try to trick anybody or yourself into putting someone in the game that should or shouldn't be in there.
Have you pretty much had to, between the end of the season, the Syracuse game, and now, do you have to almost talk to every guy on the team? Because I'm guessing everybody, whether you're 18 years old or 25, want to know where you stand. I guess communication's got to be bigger than ever going through a team and the size of yours.
But you do that every year. You do that at the end of the season, and you do that at the end of the spring. You always want to find out, you know, where everybody is mentally, but you also want to let people know exactly where they stand as well. And at the end of the day, this is supposed to be the ultimate team sport, right? And for that to be a reality and to be effective, you've got to make sure that everybody's on the same page. You know, whether things are going great or things have to get better or maybe things got to go their separate ways. So all in all, you just stick to a process that has stood the test of time.
Mario, I'm amazed at what this transfer portal's become. I'm going to be honest, because I'm the old school, thought the high school recruiting, which, by the way, is still, I know you've talked with me about this, it's still priority one, is recruiting classes and developing your own guys. But, man, this transfer portal thing has become huge. The numbers on some of the colleges and that have already signed a big class. How do you treat it now after you've been through it for the last few years? Any differently, the transfer portal?
Well, you always want to still develop the core of your team from the high school level. You know, we think that the best way to have a group of guys that truly love the place they play at is to have them come in from day one and develop, work hard, and grow really attached to your place. And then as things happen throughout the season, injuries, departures, you want to go and get some transfer portal guys that are driven, motivated, hardworking, good people that can step in and provide maturity and experience at certain positions that need it. So I think that blend, that combination has been really good for us.
So you got to help me here, Coach, because I don't know the rule on this. Hell, I don't know what the college football rules are, and I know you do, and guys talk. Can you talk about the transfer portal and players you're looking at now that they're in that portal? Is that something that you're allowed to do? Because in high school, as you know, if you don't have them signed, you can't talk about them.
Yeah, you can talk about the ones that are signed. You can't talk about the ones you're going after in particular, but you know, the rules are kind of fuzzy, so we'll probably stay away from that this morning. But
I should ask Cam. That's on me, Coach. I screwed you on that one, man. I literally...
It's all right, man. You're just always working. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, you got to get up really, really early every day and plan on staying up late every night and keep going. And, you know, again, it's a wild, wild west, and I get it. I don't complain about it because it is what it is, but certainly it is... It is as unpredictable and as insane as you can imagine.
Yeah, and the rankings. Now you not only get high school rankings on how good players are from all these different folks that do it for a living, but the transfer portal now has rankings as well. Do you expect a lot more guys to jump in the transfer portal here in the next few weeks? Will there be even more quality players coming out?
Well, I think every team does. You got to think everyone's signing between 30 and 40 guys a year. Your roster limits have been 85. Even though they're going to be 105, that's not till later. So you think about it, 30, 30, 30, you're already at 90, and it's not even a four-year cycle. You know, a fourth puts you at 120. So every year I think attrition is on the average of 25 to 35. You're never sure where yours stands. Depends how things go, right, towards the end of the year and conversations had. But everything is geared towards making sure we're doing what's best for the team.
You know, it's amazing because I know guys talk about playing time besides all the money stuff, but playing time in the future. And, I mean, you can't – I know your style is not to guarantee a guy playing time. I know you're big on you got to earn it, man. I can't just tell you, hey, I look at you, I know you're going to be playing a lot. And that it's all about earn. Do players want to hear that? Coach, I don't know if I could do that. I almost feel like I'd be a little dirty if I really wanted a guy.
Yeah, I think if someone's asking for that, I mean, that's a problem that's going to follow them to another place or to wherever they go in life, right? I mean, guarantees. What do you want guaranteed? You're guaranteed hard work and an opportunity, and that's it. You know, it's a really weird time just because there's access and there's money involved, and I think that the right intentions and good people and people that want to be great, that still works. And then there's, you know, the other side of it that comes with, you know, with business. There's a lot of, there's a big business aspect to it now. And that part right there truly ends up sometimes going just a really different manner.
Yeah. Coach, this popped up, the most important position, the quarterback position, and Cam, who just had a phenomenal year. You see yourself probably trying to pick up a QB in the transfer portal. You've got some young guys, but are you always looking to – could there be somebody else out there for you?
Well, Joe, I know you've talked to Cam. I mean, as it relates to recruiting, personnel moves, injuries, decisions, all that stuff, we never, ever go public on that, and we'll never do that. We won't discuss what we're doing in public, and we won't put our business out there. We feel great about our roster. We're going to make the moves that are best for the University of Miami and this football team, and then we go from there.
You and I have talked, and thank you for that, by the way. I'm glad you told me that. I tried to sneak one more in on you there, Coach. You grabbed me real quick.
You got a few rabbit punches in you this morning.
I don't think they even touched you. There's not even a mark on you today, Coach. Not my best stuff. Hey, so. It and you talk about this, and I know you said early in the year certain things you've said, and you talk to your coaching staff about, hey, man, we got some great recruiting classes. We got to develop these guys as quickly as possible, push them, shove them, get them so we can get some quality snaps from them. Because, as you know, when you get great recruiting classes, the time for them to, I don't know, their patience, and these young guys, they want to play, and if they're not, they start looking. How have you done with that? Because you've got some big-name guys that we haven't heard about, keeping those guys you know, the 4- and 5-star guys happy and knowing that they're in the future?
Yeah, well, happiness to me hopefully is relates to a guy's development and what the end looks like. So I think what happens is this: guys develop at different stages, and I push our staff, I push myself, we push our roster to develop as fast as humanly possible.
Right.
Because you've got to get players on the field and injuries happen. And you've seen some great situations over the past couple of years between Francis and Reuben Bain and Jordan Lyle and Lofton and O.J. Frederick. I mean, there's some really, really great ones. And then there's some other ones that are about to pop, and their time is coming now. And you want to accelerate that. You want to accelerate that as much as possible, because at the end of the day, you want to get your best players on the field. And if your best players should, you know, God forbid an injury happen, that you can get your next best guy on the field. And that guy may stay on the field forever if he does great. So, yeah, the acceleration of development is always at a premium. It's always a priority, so that'll never stop.
You know what surprised me the most here? I'm going to be honest with you, yapping for a living here in South Florida. Cam Ward so quickly came out and said, I'm playing in that game. Did that surprise you a little bit? That, I mean, it was like instantly he said, I'm going to play in that game, and everybody went, whoa, Cam's playing. Were you surprised?
No, I wasn't surprised. I mean, we have unfinished business, you know. I mean, you saw, you know, Shedeur Sanders and Colorado do, you know, do the same thing. I think people don't realize, and a lot of players don't realize, but they are starting to, the value of the postseason games as it relates to the amount of scouts that attend, the amount of general managers that attend, to get another crack at evaluating a guy and bumping up an opportunity to get better and increase their own value. So, no, I'm not surprised.
With guys you've got that are going to get drafted, and it's just a matter of where, have you seen a lot more scouts around than in past around here?
Yeah, there have been a ton. There's been a ton this year. They've been at practice the last couple of weeks, and we are confirmed to have them all at the game as well. So, again, it provides a great opportunity for guys to really to showcase, to win the game first and foremost, but to also up their value as it relates to the NFL.
Coach, I wanted to ask you this question because we haven't talked for a while, but with all the podcasts out there and everybody – by the way, and this goes for college and the NFL, people are really on top of like who's playing well more now than ever. What a guy's doing and stuff that's out there. Does it make it any more difficult for you as a coach with all the information? Like, stuff's getting out before you even say it on who's signing, who's leaving, who's staying. Does that make your part of the job any more difficult?
You know, maybe for the wrong kind of guys, right? I mean, if that really is a factor in your process, if that's a factor in your daily life, anything outside, then this really isn't the industry for you. Just being honest, I mean, it is what it is. Freedom of speech is what it is, and it's certainly taken to the max by some people. But yeah. I don't think it affects the real ones. Let's just say that if someone lives for social media, if someone can't put the phone down, if someone has to get on Twitter, then it probably does. And, you know, we've got to help that person block out outside noise, or we got to move on to somebody else.
Hey, Coach, watching the games over the weekend, did you get a chance to watch the SMU game or the Clemson game?
Yeah, I watched a lot of football. I watched football all weekend. I watch it all the time.
Yeah, I'm just curious, what were your thoughts on some of most of the games weren't very close. Clemson was within a touchdown of Texas late, but outside of that, a lot of blowouts. What were your thoughts of sitting back just being on the outside?
Oh, I think it's easy to judge from the outside. That's what I think, you know. And I think that weather certainly plays a game, and late in the season, you know, different styles of play are going to reign supreme because of weather. So I think there's a lot of factors. I think there were good football teams in there, and, you know, some teams showed up better than others. But, I mean, that's football, right? I mean, sometimes, you know, a game plan hits the right way and you execute at a high level and things become, you know, there's a wide gap sometimes. But I think it's all good teams, and you know what? It's the process ran its course.
Yeah, it's well, going forward now with because, you know, no matter what happens, there's blowouts and everybody's complaining why certain other teams weren't in there and others, and that's never going to stop. That's going to keep me in business. Something to talk about for a long, long time. Coach, Thank you, man. I appreciate you coming on. And again, so it's pretty much full go. Look for a lot of the starters you saw in the regular season will be lining up against Iowa State.
Appreciate you, Joe. Go
All right. Fans. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. Mario Cristobal joining us here to talk a little bit about the game. And we will see. We will see what it looks like practicing. It's been pretty quiet over there at the University of Miami. Boy, I got to tell you, it's hard, man, when you can't talk about transfer portal stuff. That is, it's just such a big, it's a big part of it, man. And it's just starting because there's going to be a whole bunch more players getting ready to jump in this bad boy. Every player knows his value. There is tampering going on everywhere. And guys that, even guys in good programs are going to go, you know, I'm going to try somewhere else. It might be something better else out there. Hey, we've got a lot more to get to here this morning. Got all kinds of news. Panthers back and playing great. All of a sudden, the Heat lose a couple of games without Jimmy Butler for most of that. And we've got Miami Dolphin news as well. And we got a lot of stuff going on. Great week of NFL games as well. And, man, here we go. Last two games of the season. We'll get you caught up on all that as well. So stay with us for all that stuff here on a Monday. First, though, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. This season, Chevy brings classic pairings for you to really enjoy the holiday season. Silverado 1500. Let's just start with the Big Daddy. The Silverado 1500 gives you power and capability. Boy, if you need something strong, tow around all the toys and the work, everything else, whatever it is you need, Silverado not only makes a Silverado 1500, Silverado makes a lot of great trucks that are absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. If you're starting to look around this holiday season, how about the Equinox EV, the all-new Equinox, America's best compact SUV for new vehicle quality by J.D. Power, offer both confidence and style to see you through the holiday season. Man, I got to tell you, whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, your South Florida Chevy dealers have never looked better, man. From the big, beautiful Suburban to the brand-new 2025 Tahoe, which I just bought here just a week ago, and I'm like a little kid, man. Nothing like having all that room. And if you're at a point in your life you want to sit, my daughter, who's 6 feet tall, said the same thing. We were driving together. She goes, man, it's nice to have this space, Dad. I go, that's what you get with your South Florida Chevy dealers in the Tahoe. Find your red tag. Get 0% APR financing for 36 months on select popular Chevy models when you finance with GM Financial. Chevrolet this holiday season. Together, let's drive.